Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a bit cold out there. I could say I woke up this morning. I take a look at the computer, and the computer has a little app on the bottom that says the temperature, and I'm looking at it, and it says 36 degrees. I'm like, oh, that's not bad. And then I actually opened up the app, and 24 degrees, so a little colder than I expected, but I knew it was going to be cold because we're looking at getting some more, a little bit more rain snow mix today, and then we're really going to get hit with some cold for the next few days. So winter is here. It definitely is upon us. So that means our plants outdoors are finally, getting that constant, consistent temperature, and it's just staying one temperature, and it's just staying that way. So that's a good thing. Our plants are thanking us for this. I don't think they'll be thanking us, Tuesday when the low is -2. But you get the idea. The cold temperature is staying the same. Keeping that same temperature consistent versus, the different fluctuations that we sometimes have. So it's definitely a good thing that this is going on. So we'll start thinking really indoors. I mean, we have been for a while, but we kind of get more into it, versus just saying, all right, there could be something to do. I mean, I'll say this. Last week, I'm looking outside. There's no snow on the ground. It's like, oh, could I do this right now? Probably not. Or could I do some moving of this and that? And it's like, well, maybe. But, now that snow on the ground kind of says, all right, you're done. Over. We're done. Let's move on to the next. That's what this does for us. We can now think, winter is here. Multiple things we can be thinking about. Today we're going to have a couple guests on with us later on in the show. 8:30, we'll have CN from Wild Delight. We're going to talk about our birds out there now that we've had some snow on the grounds. What can we be doing? We've talked about bringing the feeders closer, water, those types of things, but we'll talk some more. And then at 9 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. We're going to talk some ice melt, a few other things. If you're myself, I was like, all right, I'm just going to grab something at the store. I grabbed a small shaker jug myself, right? And I used almost the whole thing on the driveway. Now, knowing I should have used the natural alternative shaker jug where I wouldn't have had to use as much. I'm kind of kicking myself because now I'm going to have to go buy another one, right? And at this point, you buy a couple of them, and all of a sudden, price just keeps increasing, right? So those are just some things I've been thinking about, so I wanted to bring them up with you guys. So we look forward to that later on in the show. So 8:30, we have CN from Wild Delight, and then 9, Karen from Natural Alternative with some great information for all of us to really get some things to do and what we could be doing for this year going forward. So definitely, if you have questions throughout the show, that's what we base the show off. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I tell you, you know, like I said, last week I was kind of looking outside saying, oh, you know, wish I could do this. And I just really started thinking spring and designs and what I want to do. You know, I've been telling you guys for weeks now, you know, with the new house, I actually have a spot to do stuff. And one of the things I really want to do is a nice vegetable garden on the side. And I've been looking into things a little bit more. I'm really thinking, you know, the soil I have is pretty good, but it's very squishy. There's a lot of roots from all the trees because the side where I want to put it was, I want to call it, you know, forest completely because it wasn't really forest. But you, for the lack of better terms, it's forest area. And so I'm thinking raise it up a bit. You know, get it up a little bit higher, fence it in. Because of the fact that I know there's wildlife around here. So I've really been thinking about it lately and saying, all right, how cool would it be to have, you know, maybe a 20 by 20 section and almost break it into four quadrants and, you know, have a walkway down the middle and in between. And then, you know, have it raised up in the middle versus just on the whole thing. You know. Things like that and just thinking, all right, this would be really cool. I mean, obviously, you got to look at it, budget it, get it the right way. But, I mean, it would be something to have something like that. It would be, you know, top of the line, you know, have fence around it, have different sections for the different styles, and then rotate it year after year, right? Get in fresh soil in this area. Like I said, I mean, the soil underneath is pretty good, but with the amount of roots that are there, I'm not going to have the right root growth that I want. So, you know, looking more into what else can be done. So I've been thinking a lot about that, looking at the different raised bed type features, looking at that and saying, all right, we're going to, you know, this is what we got to do. And I've been looking around, seeing what makes the most sense for the yard at this point. You know, I have a number of shrubs, I call them trees actually, on the side of the house that have been here that it just haven't really thrived, right? I have a green Japanese maple that hasn't really done well where it is because it's mostly shade. And seeing the size of it and knowing, all right, that should be a lot wider, thicker at this point. You know, definitely going to move it to add more sunlight to it. Yeah, get some of that shade, but more sunlight is definitely going to help it. And then in that same area, I have four Rosa Sharon tree form. You know, that'd be nice to move out in an area where they're going to be seen a little bit more. And that's going to allow me to expand the yard. But, you know, you kind of, now that I have this open canvas, I kind of look at it and say, all right, where could this go? Where could this go? Knowing that part of this is I want to just have the lawn for a while so that we can just start with that blank canvas, right, and build from there. Sometimes that's what you got to do, and that's what it's looking like we're doing for here. So just a lot of thinking about spring. right, and saying, all right, well, if I'm going to do a vegetable garden, I definitely got to, you know, start indoors, or I got to do this, or, you know, that type of thing. So that's kind of my thought process, and I'm assuming that a lot of you are thinking some of the same ways at this point, saying, all right, I want to think forward. I want to say this is what's next. So hopefully you're thinking that, because the cold weather is really going to make us start thinking spring very soon. It's looking, like I said, you know, Monday night into Tuesday, I think they're calling Arctic chill. So it makes me a little nervous, but, you know, it's not for too long. So, you know, make sure you're planning your days with some extra time on those days, because, you know, it's just going to be frigid. You're going to be moving a little bit slower. We're going to be doing things at a different speed. But that is in a couple days, and maybe winter will stay for a while. You know, just the kids getting out in the yard with the neighbors and sledding. It was awesome to see and enjoy. So I want to be able to enjoy that for a bit. So hopefully winter sticks around, and then we can start thinking spring. Now, if you have some questions for us, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And as always, this time of year, you know, I'm looking more at different websites for information, just getting, you know, thoughts for spring, that type of thing, instead of just, you know, the same old, just hoping for spring and saying, all right, this is what's going to happen. You know, one of my favorite websites, and you've probably heard me talk about this before, is thespruce.com. Tons of information, and it's not just about gardening. It's about, you know, there's one about gardening, one about home improvement, one about cleaning, you know, some about what to buy, decor, all those different things. I look at it for the gardening. Obviously, I'll go here and there actually into some of the home improvements, just to see what else can be done. But, you know, I definitely recommend taking a look at it this time of year, just getting some new ideas, getting some thoughts, just even just thinking spring, right? Because it's just, it is something to just think for the future. So, you know, one, I mean, they'll go specific all the way down to the best varieties of heuchera, right? I mean, the heuchera is one that I consider, you know, it has a small flower on it, but I consider more of like a flowering plant because of the different colors of leaves, right? The leaves stay that color throughout the year, or throughout the season, not throughout the year, because they do die back. But the different colors to it can have a nice contrast to the different colors you have in the garden. I mean, just some of these, you know, bright red, some variegated, you know, they have one here called Amber Waves. It's got an orange hue to it. I mean, it only gets 9 to 12 inches tall, will take full sun to partial shade, which pretty much describes a lot of what we have out there. But it is really cool looking. You know, then your specifics, caramel is a nice one because it's got a little bit of red and some browning, like orangey rust color. But there are so many colors out there, you know, thinking about adding heuchera to your garden. maybe on the front, you know, taking some of the smaller as a almost like a border. But it adds color throughout the season instead of just the green, you know, from your shrubs where, you know, you have flowering shrubs like azaleas or rhododendrons. They bloom for, what, 3 weeks, and then it's just green? Now, adding foliage colors like this would be something perfect to just not just see green. You know, green's a lot better than seeing that cement, right, from a basement or a foundation. But let's get some other colors in there and adding things like heuchera. Adding, you know, perennials in general. Perennials are some of the easier plants to grow comparatively to your shrubs and trees, right? If you have the established shrubs already around, why not add some of these perennials so it's less work for you, less maintenance, more color to the area? And it's not just about the heuchera. You could be adding the stilbes. You could be adding some different types of hostas, right? Hostas with all the different colors. I'm sure you've heard me talk about them a million times. But those are some of the others. You know, adding some nice ground covers, adding some individual perennials to the area just so that it's going to have color throughout the season. Then that starts to build into bringing the pollinators, bringing the butterflies, bringing all those different things that we've been discussing so often in the past, you know, couple months here. So those are things to be thinking about. But this is the time to start planning and saying, all right, this is what I'm going to do in the garden. At the same time, obviously, we're thinking more about like houseplants, right? Our houseplants inside. And saying, all right, this is what I want to do with them. I have so many of them, you know, and that's the thought process at this point. We've been, you know, this past week we did some chores for January in the indoor garden. Some good things to talk about. We'll talk about that maybe next segment because it is some things we're looking at currently. If you have some questions, give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In just over a week, President Biden will be in office one full year, and Republicans are already trying to issue their year-end reviews on his performance, getting very low marks from high-profile South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The American people are suffering. Our money is being eroded by record inflation. We're less safe. We're less prosperous. Crime is rampant across the country. Inflation is roaring, and radical Islam is on the rise, and it's due to Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, and Harris. That's the worst governing coalition in my lifetime.
He spoke on Fox News. The U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot is reportedly going to ask former Vice President Mike Pence to appear before the panel. Several Pence aides have been cooperating with that committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
East Texas is now bracing for a round of possible tornadoes as severe weather has been predicted in the Houston area in particular, also as far north as Shreveport. The forecast calling for severe thunderstorms, possible hail, flash flooding, damaging wind gusts, and some isolated tornadoes. Despite the current rush that's been going on because of the holiday, fewer Americans are flying these days, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
That's according to a Gallup survey which said fewer Americans traveled by air last year than any other year in its records between 2003 and 2015. Only 38% of United States adults polled said they had taken at least one trip on a commercial airliner over the past year. That number is down from the 2006 to 2015 period when 43% to 48% of Americans said they traveled by air.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I mentioned before the break, you know, our email that went out this week had a lot to do with houseplants. So I kind of want to just touch base on it a little bit because, you know, we talk about it's the chores for January and the indoor garden. Well, it's January, so let's start thinking about things we can be doing. Now, this month, this is when we start to be checking the houseplants for, as my father put it, hitchhikers. Such insects as aphids, whitefly, mealybugs, scale, and spider mites. This is when they multiply with the increase of the length of day and the heat in the house, right? So we've had the heat on, but now it's getting warmer, and we're going to start seeing it a little bit more. So something to be looking at. Now, what you do is you look on the tip of the plant first, as these insects, they love new growth. It's easier for them to feed on versus some of the older growth, right? The older growth is considered tough for them, so that's why they go to the new growth. So you'll notice that the new growth will, these insects will twist them a little bit and become a little bit misshapen, right? So from this, the aphids are the most common problem, and their skin color, if you will be the same as the plant. Great camouflage type. You may be also find them all clustered together on the tip, but especially like on flowering plants like hibiscus or gardenias, you'll see them all over the flower, okay? And one thing to do if plants are on a table, feel the table for anything that's like sticky, right, underneath the houseplants. You know, if it's a large one, feel the floor. See if there's any sticky substance. What that's called is honeydew. Eventually, what that does is it grows black, and it turns into that sooty mold, right? It can stain carpets. It can stain, you know, the shelving. It can stain wood floors. So you want to try and catch it early, right? So if this is the case that you're feeling it, this will be scale, right? And you'll look at the stems of the plants for small little bumps. A lot of times they're white or a light color like that. A lot of times you can just wipe those off, rub them down, use a soapy, like, wet cloth, right? Now, the next one here, if you notice a webbing on the top of the plant, you have spider mites. So webbing on any part of the plant, that's the, you're starting to see spider mites. As my father writes here in the article, it's the toughest of the insects to control. So you want to make sure, if you have your plants grouped, like I've talked about, you check all the plants around it. You see it on one doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be on one. So check everything to see if there's anything on there. If it's, you know, on one, we want to, you know, quarantine that plant, right? And we're used to quarantining. I think we can do it for our plants, too. Now, you take that plant, quarantine it by itself, and wash it with warm, soapy water. Try to remove the webbing and clean it out completely. Keep it to itself for a bit. You know, we're not looking for 10 days here, but a few days, let's see what's going on, see if you cleaned everything or if everything's done, right? Our next insect to think about would be white flies. Now, if you brush the plant and small little flies start flying away from it, you have the white fly. This is one that can fly from plant to plant, room to room, and it can completely take over. this is one of the things to be doing at this time. And my father writes this, and it's very important to be following this, is briefly take the plant. If you have a nice day where it's not in like the 20s like it is, or it's at least above 30, take it in like the garage or just right outside real quick and knock off all the flying insects, as many as possible. Any that come off will die from the cold and will not be able to continue to lay eggs on the other plants around there. You could then use some of the, you know, oils to spray on the plants as well. Now, the next one, if you see what looks like cotton on the leaves or the stems of the plants, it kind of just stuck there, and you're like, where did this come from? Well, you most likely have mealybugs. This is not as common as the others, but it does thrive on plants when they are clustered together. So, you know, we've talked about, for as long as I've been doing this, grouping your houseplants together to create that humidity, to create, you know, that forest-like issue there. And so they're going to be more common in those areas. So take a look at them. You'll start to see them maybe on the top. You look under the leaves to see if they're there too. You can wash this off with like a wet soapy cloth. You know, I'm not talking, when I say wash off, I don't mean bring it into the shower, take the shower head and wash it off that way. Sometimes that can be too intense. I'm talking more of getting a nice cloth, getting it wet with a little bit of Dawn dish detergent, you know, not a lot, but a little bit of that soap. You can almost use those microfiber type cloths, right? Because they almost have like a little bit of grip to it. So that's when you kind of clean it off with that. Now, one of the final products or the insects that we didn't mention at the beginning, but I find is one of the most common right now, is that insect called fungus gnats. Right? You might think that they're white fly because you move the plant around and these insects start to fly. So you're saying, oh, I have white fly. Well, I would think that fungus gnats are going to be the most common in there at this point. They look like a little fruit fly, and, you know, they will fly around when you move the plant around a little bit. So this one, this product is this insect the best product to use for this out there is the Bonide Systemic Houseplant, right? They have a granule that you mix into the soil, water it in. That kills the future of it. It kills the future insects coming to you. You could also be using at the same time a spray. A spray like an All Seasons or a neem oil to kill the existing. Because those, you're not going to kill the existing insects with this systemic houseplant. You're killing the future outbreak of it. So this is definitely one to use. This is actually one that you've heard me talk about a lot. Using it when you're repotting, coming in the house from fall into winter, right? This helps prevent some of those things, so we're not worried about the fungus gnats in the house, in your other plants, right? Because as soon as they get in there, they reproduce very quickly, and it's not hard to control, but it can be if you don't notice it at first, right? Now, all these plants, once you've kind of washed them with that soapy water, you can spray everything with an All Seasons oil, right? All Seasons is organic. It's safe to be used on herbs and vegetables as well. So all your houseplants will be safe to use. There's no fumes. There's no nothing where you're going to have to say, all right, I got to spray this in the corner and have the doors open, etc. There's no fumes to it. So it's not something where you're going to need to open the windows, doors, etc. Especially, you know, with the cold coming, you're not going to want to do that anyways. So this oil will kill the adults, it'll kill the young, and the eggs all at the same time. So it's a, you know, it's not called a 3-in-1, but it's pretty much like a 3-in-1 for the insect. Because 3-in-1s we kind of consider insect, disease, and miticide. This isn't for all three of those. This is for the adults, the young, and the eggs. Because not all sprays, or, you know, as I was talking about, the systemic houseplant is going to kill the adults or the young. It's going to kill the eggs, whereas the oil will kill all three. So that is definitely something to be looking at. So these insects are all killed by suffocation. So the oil plugs up the insect's pore and they cannot breathe. There's no chemicals in this, so it's great to use. You know, the insects are suffocated, so these insects cannot build up immunity to the product like other products. So that is key, right? Because you've probably heard people say, well, I've used this a number of times and now it just doesn't work anymore. Well, this product will not create that immunity for the insects there. Because it's almost like as the generations of insects go by, they're stronger and they're going to do more. Not with the oil here. One thing that my father writes here, it's interesting, the oil spray will actually shine up your foliage, making them look bright and clean, right? It's an oil. So it's going to help to shine them up a little bit. Now, when you're applying the all-season spray, you start on the underside of the foliage first and the stems of the plant, okay? So with some of your smaller house plants, what you do, turn the plant upside down to get the best coverage underneath there, right? And once you've done the foliage and getting the crotches and all the leaves and the stems, you spray the top of the foliage last. So that, you know, because a lot of these insects aren't hanging out on the top of them. So there's that. Then you can repeat this in 7 days. What do you want to do when spraying like herbs? Rinse the foliage with warm water before eating them. Clean them off. It's an oil. It is organic. But I'm not sitting here saying you should drink this, right? We're using it to take care of insects. So this isn't something that you're going to want to, drink, like I said. But the thing is, so if it's in the sun, the oil will be gone within about 7 to 10 days. The oil won't be there, but you still should be cleaning it, just like when you use anything else. You know, as my father says at the end of the article, it's time for a quick battle now to avoid a war later. Don't wait. Check your plants today. So it's definitely something we should be thinking about right now. Of all these different types of insects, you know, with your house plants. If I would say, and I, you know, I'm kind of biased on these articles, but if you do a lot of house plants, this article from our newsletter is one that I would keep and, you know, copy, paste it onto your computer so you can read it and see it more often, because this pretty much describes the majority of the insects you have in your houseplants. So if you have some questions on anything else and that, give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, last segment we were talking about our newsletter. I just want to remind everybody where to get it. You can go to our website at paulparent.com. You scroll all the way to the bottom. And it will actually say, where is it here? Subscribe to our newsletter. It's not all the way at the bottom. It's just about, right? So you scroll there, put in your email address. That sends this to us. We'll sign you up for the newsletter. Then even if you have some questions, you can contact us a little bit further down. And then move on from there, right? Those of you, too, who are... who listen in and you only get maybe an hour or 2 hours or a couple hours of the show, you can always go right onto our website and click on where it says Listen Live and Podcast. Listen Live, that actually is going to bring you to the GCN network where you can listen to us for the entire 4 hours because we are here for 4 hours, even though it seems like I know in some areas it's an hour, 2 hours, etc. So... We're here from 6 to 10 a.m. every Sunday, so definitely join us on any of those times to find out some different things. So definitely, if you do have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261, and got that snow on the ground, so that layer of snow is going to help our perennials, our shrubs, our trees. We just want it to stick around. We want it to stay here so that our plants are taken care of. They're insulated, right? This is, you know, that poor man's fertilizer we've talked about. This is your extra hay, straw, etc. around your plants. It's insulating the plants, keeping them at the same temperature. You know, it'll warm up a little bit with the sun because obviously the white is going to heat up. It's almost like a greenhouse. But the idea is it's not going to, with the cold temperatures, it's not going to melt. It's not going to heat it up to the point where the soil is going to be, you know, thawed. That's not going to happen. But it's going to, you know, keep the soil underneath the same temperature. And that is a good thing for us. That's what we want to do. So this is a good thing. I know depending upon where you are in Massachusetts, you went to the Cape, is very minimal snow, maybe a couple inches. You move north, you hit more in Boston, a little south of Boston, I'm talking 8, 12 inches. I saw a number of over 12 inches. And then as you move north, you know, where I am in Chelmsford, we get about 8 inches or so, 6, 8 inches of snow. And the more north you moved with that snow, it was a little bit less. But then, you know, that storm went and hit Nova Scotia and turned into a nor'easter. So definitely, you know, depending upon where you were, you got a lot different from it. So, but this snow is a good thing. You know, we have been on a roll with, you know, a ton of rain, right? Our ground is saturated. I'll tell you, having this time of year, instead of having the rain and having the snow, is so much better. Now, we do have a call. I want to bring him on before we go into the break. So we'll go right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Annette is in Virginia.
Annette, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. My question is about a peach tree and a plum tree.
Okay.
They have sap coming out of them. It's been happening for a couple of years, and the sap is coming out of the trunk and then the branches. And then last summer, it even came out, a little sap, piece of the sap came out of the fruit. And so I have two questions. One is, like, is there anything I could do for these trees? And if I decide to remove them and replace them, how would I prevent that in a future peach or plum tree?
Now, so real quick here, is it coming out in the spring? Is that usually when you're seeing it? Or is it throughout the year?
Throughout the year.
Okay. Because a lot of times this it like oozes out. The sap comes out. And it's a lot of the same type of fruit trees like that. The pears and the peaches, etc. So there is a way that we can treat it. I want to go over that and more on the other side of the break. So if you hang tight with me when we get back, it's the 7 o'clock hour. We will get some answers for you on what to do with your peach and plums. So hang tight for me.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem. Everybody else, 855-660-4261.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.